Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We watch the children play beside the Christmas tree. Presents are wrapped up, it's beautiful and secretly a gift still have.
The FCC, an independent agency.
Senator, thanks for that question. I think that
yes or no is all we need, sir. Yes or no, is it independent?
Well, there's a test for this in the law, in the key portion of that
test. Yes or no, Brendan?
The key portion of that test
okay,
is...
Okay, I'm going to go to Commissioner Trustee. So just so you know, Brendan, on your website, it just simply says, man, the FCC is independent. This isn't a trick question.
I love it. He's just like, it's not a trick question, Brendan. Just answer the question, Brendan. Not Commissioner Carr, Chairman Carr, just, you know. So this is Senator Ben Lujan talking with Brendan Carr, the FCC chairman, about what would seem like a fairly simple question is, you know, is the FCC an independent organization? Or is it political? Is it, you know, accountable? Does it have to answer to the president or to the political party or whatever? If you don't know, the FCC is made up of five people, three from the president's party, two from the opposite party. So it's designed to be bipartisan, but somebody's got to break the tie. And the question is, well, okay, when the president said, go get Jimmy Kimmel for defaming me, take ABC off the air, restrain, and Brendan Carr's like, yes, sir, I'll do what you say, sir. then... That's not good because the FCC shouldn't be doing the political bidding of the president because he's offended that a late night talk show host said something he didn't like. The FCC is there to protect the public airwaves and to oversee radio and TV and satellite and just all kinds of stuff and make sure that it's being used for the public good, which is different from making sure that it's being used according to the president's will or whim. So he's asking the question, are you an independent agency or not?
FCC is independent. This isn't a trick question.
Okay, the FCC is
yes
not.
Yes or no?
Is not.
Okay.
Is not.
So is your website wrong? Is your website lying?
Possibly. The FCC is not an independent agency.
Okay, can I read this to you? The FCC's mission on the homepage of the FCC, man.
Uh-oh.
An independent U.S. government agency overseen by Congress. Is that factual or is that a lie?
The FCC is not formally an independent agency.
Is this true or is this a lie?
I'm happy to answer your question.
Okay.
The sine qua non of independence
Chairman. I'll get back
is being removable
Chairman,
by the president.
Chairman, I have a little bit of a time. I'll get back to
the
you.
The FCC
sir.
Is not an independent agency, formally speaking.
Appreciate you saying that and being honest with the American
the
people.
The FCC is not an independent agency. Okay, so then he moves on to Olivia Trustee. There's three, like I said, on the board. She's one of the Republicans, and the two Republicans. Brendan Carr is the other one.
Commissioner Trustee.
Senator, thank you for the question. The president is the chief executive vested with all executive power in our government, and FCC commissioners are not. We do not have for-cause removal protections, which means that we aren't independent.
So is your website lying?
I can't speak to the website. I've not seen that.
You all are the commissioners in charge of this place, right? So this stuff has to be approved by one of you. If this is lying, then you should just fix it. Let me just say that. That wasn't even my gotcha question. I'm surprised that I've burned up 3 minutes talking about this damn thing.
So for-cause removal means that you know, it's kind of... Kind of like impeachment. I mean, it's a firing offense. If you do something bad enough to justify getting your job taken away, as opposed to the president just doesn't like what you're doing. Think about the Supreme Court, okay? Is the Supreme Court an independent branch of government? Well, the answer is yes. How do you get to be on the Supreme Court? The president nominates, the Senate advises and consents, confirms, and then you're on the Supreme Court. Can you be removed from the Supreme Court? Yes. Anybody can be impeached, right? You can remove somebody, impeach and remove. You can remove somebody from the Supreme Court, but it's a high bar. Imagine how different the Supreme Court would be if the president could just remove you and put somebody else in your place. It would be a completely different kind of entity, right? Because it would have almost no independence. Right now, it has a lot of independence, not complete independence. They're not, I mean, it is for life during good behavior, but that's a lot of independence. It's not 100% independent. Nobody has 100% independence. But imagine how different it would be if the president could remove you for no reason whatsoever. What they're saying is that the FCC is like that. And because of the legalities involved, they're right. The president can remove you for no cause whatsoever. He just doesn't like what you're doing. Meaning, In practice, though, the FCC is supposed to be independent, nonpartisan, separate, neutral. The FCC, according to Brendan Carr and Olivia Trustee, is not independent like that. So we ask the third member of the commission. This is Anna Gomez, a Democrat.
Commissioner Gomez?
Yes, and we should be.
I appreciate that. Well, Mr. Chairman.
As in, yes, we are independent and we should be. And then he kind of goes on and says, well, you know, the website is wrong. You should change the website because the website says independent. So they come back to this a little bit later. I'll explain in a second where this winds up going. But John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We've got an accident at 17th Avenue and Cervantes right in the intersection. Both eastbound lanes are blocked. Thank you for the tip on that one. And also 98 eastbound traffic is backed up all the way to the Navarre Beach Bridge all the way through Windhaven due to that earlier accident. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So back to the conversation being had at the Senate yesterday with the members of the FCC. Andy Kim winds up asking, so they're not independent, but it says so on your website. I'm confused about what you're saying. And essentially the question is, do you work for Trump or do you work independently of Trump? Kind of like with the Department of Justice. You know, the idea is the Department of Justice is supposed to be independent from the president. It's not supposed to be just a subsidiary unit that he can, you know, do his whims with and do his political retaliation with. It's supposed to be independent. And the problem is, of course, that it's looking a lot less like that these days. And it has looked less like that in past days under other presidents as well. And that's a concern. It should be independent. Same for the FCC. The FCC should be independent, making decisions about who gets licenses and broadcast ability, not because of the political views or the content or because Jimmy Kimmel attacks the president, you know, but because they're serving the public interest in a neutral way, in a nonpartisan way, in a way that the president, who clearly does not respect the idea of neutrality and balance and fairness. I mean, even advocates for Trump would have to admit that, I think. And so you don't want him making the calls on something that is supposed to be neutral and balanced and fair and objective like that. So Andy Kim asks, so do you work for Trump?
I guess I'm just trying to get a sense from you. If you don't think that the FCC is independent, then is President Trump your boss?
President Trump has designated me as chairman of the FCC. I think it comes as no surprise that I'm aligned with President Trump on policy. I think that's why he designated me as chairman. But ultimately,
do you consider him your boss?
Ultimately, well, President Trump designated me as chairman. I can be fired by the president. The president is the head of the executive branch. The decisions of the commission.
So he's your boss.
Look, the decisions of the commission are going to be based on a vote of the three of us right here.
See, the question of him being a boss is one thing, and you know how much whim are you subject to? How much instruction and guidance are you subject to from the president is one thing. I actually thought that the middle comment was more concerning.
There's no surprise that I'm aligned with President Trump on policy. I think that's why.
It comes as no surprise that I'm aligned with him on policy. You know, you want an FCC chair, like in many other cases. You want a commission that when this president or any other president says, go yank their license, I don't like what they're saying. You want the FCC to say, sir, that's not how this works. Instead of them saying, yes, sir. Yeah, this starts to be pretty concerning. Has it become concerning yet? Well, you know, we have the ABC thing. We have the president showing that he's willing to go after whoever says things he doesn't like suing the BBC for, $5 billion or whatever it is, because he doesn't like what they said, even if they were wrong in what they said, or they, you know, I mean, it's just, he's shown a willingness to censor, influence, shut down, and punish. So this is concerning, if you believe in the idea of freedom of the radio and television. Newspapers aren't subject to the FCC, but we are. 719 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you have a home to sell or you want to buy, or as is often the case, both, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are very, very good at this. In fact, so prolific in selling homes that a lot of times I was talking to her the other day, about 2 weeks ago, and I said, you know, what's different these days? She said, well, first of all, we're up in a down market. Last year they sold 165. She says they're at 180, and at the time they were going to sell about another 16 by the end of the year. So near 200, which means up 30% in a market where other people are struggling. And she said, a lot of times people are coming to us after they've already tried other realtors one or two times or five times, or even one case, she said, seven other realtors and they couldn't sell her home, and she sold their home, and it was no big deal. But setting realistic expectations, knowing what the market can bear, sometimes raising the price instead of lowering it, you've got to know this kind of stuff, and just, you know, getting deals done is why they've been doing so well this year. So you don't have to wait until she's your eighth realtor. Oh, my God, I can't imagine. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
As a Christian, I absolutely love Christmas. I love to read Isaiah 7:14, where the Bible indicates that a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, which is God with us. Further, I love that Isaiah 9:6 gives us more names for the Christ child. The Emmanuel is the one who is Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I love that Micah 5:2 prophesies that the Christ would be born in Bethlehem, and hundreds of years later, and as a result of the decree by Caesar Augustus, in obedience to the census, Joseph and Mary are forced to travel to Bethlehem, and that's where Jesus was born. Where he was born, Bethlehem, and how he was born through virgin conception are truly Christmas miracles. Let these Christmas truths strengthen your faith. I'm James Johnson for Strength for Life, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Join News Radio 92.3 as we celebrate and share Christmas together with the annual News Radio 92.3, a Pensacola Christmas concert, starting at 6 p.m. Christmas Eve and running all the way through Christmas Day. It's a Pensacola Christmas tradition, celebrating local voices and warm spirits. Hear local choirs, symphonies, and musicians playing their favorite holiday music. A Pensacola Christmas concert starts 6 p.m. Christmas Eve right here.
Brought to you by Howard Young Flooring on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and I usually hang out in the newsroom at News Radio 92.3. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Our director will be here any minute, and we'll start rehearsal.
Director? What director?
Charlie Brown!
Oh no, we're doomed!
This will be the worst Christmas play ever.
Good morning, 723, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 1 week from Christmas, I'm Andrew McKay. Good to have you with us on this Thursday morning. We got a special treat today. Mike Wood is actually here in studio. We'll be talking with him coming up in about 10 minutes. And he, like a good police officer does, he brought donuts. Thank you, sir.
The other way around.
Am I supposed to get you donuts? Is that how that's supposed to work? All right. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. The U.S. government is admitting to some failures that led to that deadly mid-air collision over the Potomac River earlier this year. The Department of Justice making an admission in a filing connected to a civil lawsuit. The government says the pilots in that Army Black Hawk helicopter failed to maintain proper and safe visual separation from the passenger jet that was making its approach into Reagan National Airport. The filing also said that an air traffic controller was not following proper procedure before the crash, and those admissions are expected to make it easier for the families of those who were killed in the crash to get damages in court. The son of the late Rob Reiner will be back in court again next month after being formally charged for his death. Prosecutors say Nick Reiner murdered his parents in their Brentwood home Sunday, and Andrew, the iconic Home Alone house getting a bit of a holiday makeover. The new owners apparently are planning to restore the interior to match the look from the 90s movies. This comes after they had done a modern renovation, and it was criticized.
Yeah, I remember
as being
this. It was
very
black
sterile.
And whitey,
yeah.
Right? It looked like very, very Beetlejuice family-ish. So, yeah.
Yeah, very much so. So the owners are restoring that to look like it did in the movies. And they say apparently it's a private residence still, and they're going to keep it that way. But a few years ago, it was actually listed for an Airbnb, like a special experience thing. So
yeah.
There's no word if they're going to do that again, but you never know if they're making it match the movie.
It's only fun if you have the booby traps working.
Well, that's true.
It's no good if it's just the house. I mean, blah. Although I always think it's weird when these famous TV or movie houses and the outside of the house is one thing, but the inside of the house was filmed somewhere else or on some studio
right.
lot, you know, like the Brady Bunch house is, they're two completely different things, you know, the interior set versus the exterior of the house. And I just always thought, well, that would be disappointing.
Well, did you see the, there was like a Netflix special on the filming of Home Alone, and they discussed how they did all that. And apparently the interior in the movie pretty closely matches the actual interior in the house.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Because they built it off of the house. They went in, looked at it, and then built their set in like a movie, or not a movie studio, but like a school gym somewhere or something.
Okay, interesting. No, I didn't know that. David, thank you so much for the update. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened at 17th Avenue and Cervantes right there in the intersection. Again, both eastbound lanes are blocked, and we're seeing some major delays. Also, 98 eastbound, just east of Navar Beach Bridge, stretching all the way through Windhaven Beach. We're seeing about a 20-minute delay, and also I-10 eastbound right around the Highway 29 exit, about a 5-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, I had said earlier, I've been doing my best not to play any of the clips from the Trump thing last night because it was essentially just a political ad. And I was about a minute in, and I'm like, oh, I have to watch this. And I did. I had, because it's my job. I had to watch it. And then, you know, I got the clips. And then he had a lot of weird verbal flubs and gaffes. And it was over the top and silly. And, oh, what did I say last hour? If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. So just, you know.
That's what your mama said.
What, if we did that, what would this radio show be?
Did you?
What
was
would
like,
talk radio
Andrew?
Be in general? But somebody, oh, just before I get on to that, because actually there was one thing he said that I thought was actually very interesting. He didn't dwell on it, but I'll get to that in a second. Somebody says on the FCC thing, you might like getting rid of, and this is always the case, but you might like getting rid of a Jimmy Kimmel. Or Joy Reid, or, you know, MSNBC, or whatever they call themselves now. They've rebranded. But are you going to be equally happy when President AOC decides to pull Fox News off the air? Well, you know, or just Fox off the air. I mean, Fox News is a cable channel. Or, you know, your preferred, you know, radio host who's a conservative of any stripe. Well, that's the point. No, not for them, not for us. Play neutral. Anyway, but Trump last night, you know, aside from some of the, like I said, the little verbal gaffes, which were kind of weird, and they were a little weird, you know, like.
But most importantly, we will celebrate the 250th anniversary of the.
Or anniversary, you know, whatever. But, you know, I mean, there's no big deal. And he lost his place a couple of times. It's fine. But the comment that he made that I thought was actually really interesting, he was talking about immigration and not the normal blather, but he actually said something about the impact on housing prices of having an extra 10, well, he says 25 million, whatever, number of people here illegally.
A major factor in driving up housing costs was the colossal border invasion. We have never been invaded. This is the worst thing that, frankly, in my opinion, the worst thing that the Biden administration did to our country is the invasion at the border.
Okay, pull out all the nonsense. And just the point about having an extra, let's say 10 million people, okay? If you've got an extra 10 million people in the country, say 3% of the total population, what does that mean for housing prices if you get rid of them? Well, there's less demand for housing. The price will go down, right? Right. If you deport a bunch of demand, right? If you deport a bunch of people, then the price of housing will come down to some degree because now you have more of a match between supply and demand. By the way, theoretically, same thing for labor, right? Although in the other direction. Okay, because if you have fewer laborers available, Now labor becomes more scarce and wages go up. But of course, if wages go up, then what happens to prices? Right? If companies have to pay more for work because there's more jobs unfilled because they're not filling the jobs, so maybe wages go up, right? Because there's scarcity in supply of labor. And now all of a sudden, your wages grow up, but also, you know, the price of things goes up, which is called inflation. And at some point, they kind of, you know, equalize out. But I don't know. It was an interesting thing to think about what happens if you take 10 or 15 or 20 million people out of the population for housing prices and labor prices.
I'm CJ Pop, but the president, during his remarks to the nation last night, says he's laser-focused in lending a helping hand to Americans struggling with higher prices.
Here at home, we're bringing our economy back from the brink of ruin. The last administration and their allies in Congress looted our treasury for trillions of dollars.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer criticized the president's primetime speech, claiming he lives in a bubble completely disconnected from the reality everyday Americans are seeing and feeling. The Brown University mass shooter still roaming free, but there's a new development.
Police are now asking the public for help in identifying this second person seen walking in the same residential neighborhood as the primary person of interest right before the deadly school shooting.
That's Fox's Brian Yenis in Providence. No one won the big Powerball jackpot. So the next jackpot is $1.5 billion. America's listening to Fox News.
7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Good morning. I'm David Wayne. 57 degrees right now. We've got cloudy skies here in Pensacola. Of course, we'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. Florida's making a major investment in protecting land across the state. Governor Ron DeSantis' cabinet has approved just over $27 million to preserve more than 21,000 acres of conservation and agricultural land. That funding will be used for conservation easements, which protect land while allowing it to stay in private hands. In northwest Florida, that includes about a 7,400-acre parcel spanning Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. State officials say it'll help buffer nearby military installations, protect water quality in local river systems, and preserve habitat for endangered species like gopher tortoises and swallow-tailed kites. Leaders say the effort balances environmental protection, military readiness, and keeping family farms viable for future generations. A cantonment man is facing serious charges after FHP troopers say he was driving at an extreme speed on Highway 29. FHP says they arrested 21-year-old Andrew Heck after clocking him at 102 miles per hour in a 45-mile-per-hour zone near Nine Mile Road. He was taken into custody under Florida's super speeder law. According to the arrest report, Heck admitted to the trooper he had no reason for going that fast. Well, doctors are keeping a close eye on flu activity this season, especially one new strain that's proving a little bit tougher than expected. FIU infectious disease expert Dr. Eileen Marty says the H3N2 strain has shifted a little bit, making it harder for this year's flu shot to fully block the infection.
It's shifted enough that most people don't produce as good neutralizing antibodies. So we're seeing an uptick higher than we want from this flu, particularly always in people who don't get vaccinated at all.
And still, Marty says the vaccine is important, even if it doesn't prevent every case of the flu. She said it can prevent or reduce how sick people actually get and significantly lower the risk of having to be hospitalized, especially, she says, for older adults and anybody with an underlying health condition. Now, scary story out of Biloxi. Police in Mississippi have arrested a woman accused of putting razor blades inside loaves of bread at Walmart stores. 33-year-old Camille Benson is charged with attempted mayhem. She's being held on a $100,000 bond. Customers reported finding razor blades in bread earlier this month at a Walmart supercenter. The first incident was followed by a second report at a neighborhood market. Then in another complaint, store employees said they checked additional loaves of bread and found more that had been tampered with. Police say they are still working to determine the woman's motive. It is 7:34 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be looking at some wet weather as we head into your late morning and afternoon. 80% chance of some showers. Temperatures around 68 degrees for your high. Tonight, temperatures dropping near 50 degrees. For Friday, mostly sunny skies, high near 62. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 43. Keeping some sunshine around for your Saturday, high near 67 degrees. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 59. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. 57. We've got cloudy skies right now. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened at 17th Avenue in Cervantes, right there in the intersection. And again, both eastbound lanes are blocked, so avoid that area. And also, let's check on 98 eastbound, just east of Navarre Beach Bridge, all the way through Windhaven Beach. Traffic is just backed up bumper to bumper. Expect a 25-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thank you very much, John. 7:35, your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Wall Street is awaiting today's release of the November Consumer Price Index report, as it will mark the first reading for the period since the record-setting government shutdown ended last month. Dow Jones economists predict that the report is expected to show a 12-month inflation rate of 3.1%. Data drops in 10 minutes. Chinese investors are channeling money into local AI chip developers as the country pushes to build homegrown alternatives to NVIDIA's most advanced processors. While the U.S. has relaxed some export curbs to China, it's still barred from purchasing NVIDIA's most powerful chips. Shares of grocery delivery service Instacart dropped roughly 7% following a report that the FTC has begun an investigation into the company's pricing practices. A study released last week showed that prices for the same products in the same supermarkets that work with Instacart can vary around 7%. Futures are moderately higher. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials lost 228. That's Your Money Now.
Anderson Subaru sharing more than ever during the 2025 Subaru Share the Love event. Buy a new Subaru now through January 2nd, and Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation with 0.9% financing for 72 on 2025 Outback models, 1.9% financing for 48 on 2025 Forester models, and 1.9% financing for 72 on new Crosstrek models. It's never been easier to share the love. So far, we've donated over $200,000 to fight breast cancer in Pensacola. At Anderson Subaru, now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation per new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
Welcome back to Winter Hack Radio, the place for clever hacks to survive the season. Icy driveway? Well, try spreading sand or bird seed to help with traction. Snowy puppy paws? Well, grab a whisk, brush it off, done. Catch COVID-19? Well, just get...
Actually, there's no hack for COVID-19. But if you test positive, prescription medications for COVID exist. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest continues nightly in downtown Pensacola. Catch the Grinch versus Santa scavenger hunt, the Polar Express Tour, Charlie Brown, and of course, Photos with Santa. Get all the details at visitpensacola.com. Friday night, it's a festive gallery night all along Palafox. This month's theme is Threads of Cheer. Join your friends and family for the music, food, and over 70 art vendors. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about.
Hi, this is Mary Hoxing. Merry Christmas, Pensacola. As we gather with family and friends this Christmas season, may your hearts be filled with joy and your homes with laughter. Wishing you all peace, love, and warmth from our family to yours. Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Front Desk Tina, and I'm wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Ho, ho,
what you want, what you gonna do when the sheriff John Brown come for you?
Good morning, 7:39, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Great to have you with us this morning. Joining us this time in studio, kind of a rare treat. I love having him in studio. Mike Wood, a close friend. How long have I known you now? 11 years? 10 years? As long as we've been here, pretty much.
Yeah, I think it's about 10 years.
Going back to the Making Strides Against Cancer walk. And your great rap performance that made viral entertainment at the time. Anyway, so Mike is here in studio with me. He's the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back, sir.
Good morning. Well, I'm glad to be here, and I bring gifts.
I know. I love that you brought us donuts. I feel like it's a reverse, you know, instead of us bringing you donuts, you brought us donuts. But anyway, let's start with the big news from yesterday. We had this fire at Jay and Cervantes, and my understanding, please confirm or disconfirm, whatever, is that there may have been also a shot spotter alert before the fire. There was one person found deceased. That's the extent of what I know. What do you know?
Yeah, that's about right. That we did have a shot spotter activation very close to that location. We can't say for sure if it's related or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's going to be an autopsy done on the victim, and then hopefully we'll know more after that. But right now, we just know that there were no utilities attached to that building.
So it's an abandoned building?
Yes, it's okay. An abandoned body shop.
Okay.
So, and there was bedding in there. When I say bedding, there was a bed, so it appears somebody had been living there.
Okay.
And, so we got a lot of work to do on that one.
Okay, so at this point, all we do know is that there was a person found deceased in the fire, cause of death, whether there was any kind of foul play, what, if at all, connection with the shot spotter, all of those things, we just don't know.
No, we don't.
So okay.
We've got a lot of investigators, as well as the state attorney's office, the medical examiner's office, and the state fire marshal, they're all working on this case.
Also yesterday, there was a chase of some kind, is that right? Or there was, because there were a couple of different things involving cars. I know one with the crash into the community health clinic, but was there another incident as well?
Yeah, it was a busy day yesterday. Yesterday morning, while we were investigating that fire, there was a vehicle that fled and crashed into a pole, or the occupants fled after that crash.
Okay.
And we were able to track them down using a canine and apprehended them. So we had that, and then the incident on 12th Avenue.
The chase, was it in that same part of town, different part of town? We don't know.
That was up on North 9th Avenue near Cokesbury Methodist Church.
So quite a ways away, yeah. Mm-hmm. Really, from where the other one took place. Okay. And then the third thing was the vehicle that crashed, and I believe your text to all of us in the news was, it is now inside the building.
Yeah, it went through the glass in front of the building and went inside. Fortunately, there was no injuries. And it looks like right now that the driver may have had a medical episode.
Okay.
But there were no injuries to that driver related to the crash.
Well, thank goodness. And nobody inside the building was hurt.
No.
So, yeah, this seems to be – I was wonder whether these things happened in the past and we just didn't hear them, or whether they are new, but the sort of medical event when people are driving, which of course is horrifying to imagine for the person, but also horrifying for the rest of us who are, you know, driving across a little yellow line from them at 90 miles an hour closure, and you think, well, I hope that nobody has a heart attack coming at me today. You know, is that more common than it used to be, or is it just we're more aware, or is it just a figment of my imagination?
I don't know if it's more common. I can tell you that several officers and myself were in Sonny's eating lunch one day and heard this incredible crash, and a vehicle drove through the doors of Sonny's on 9th Avenue. So we got to experience that one firsthand. Again, nobody was injured.
Yeah.
It was an older lady who just hit the gas instead of the brake.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of businesses now, you'll see if they have parking spots near the front door, they're putting the bollards up.
Mm-hmm.
To prevent things like that from happening.
Yeah, and that's another one, the confusion over the pedals thing that sometimes, you know, mm-hmm. people who are older have that happen, and which is simultaneously understandable and also horrifying, you know, to imagine, so, and certainly scary for them. So nobody was hurt in that one. That's very good news. Also, you guys had put out some pictures and a video from, was it a week ago? Was it more than a week ago? This battery assault that took place inside the parking garage downtown. What happened here?
Yeah, we're still working on that. There was a gentleman walking back to his truck. He's
an older guy in the 70s,
he's in
right?
his 70s.
Okay.
He was a young man.
So how close are you to retirement?
Yeah, there you go.
The range for words like older and younger starts to shift around you as you progress towards one of the ends, right?
That's exactly right. So this young man was walking to his car in his 70s, and he saw a person leaning on it. He didn't know if he was trying to get in it. Maybe a buddy was in it, and he was the lookout. He just didn't know.
Yeah.
He approached the man, and this suspect began to get aggressive with him, pushed him several times, and one push he fell down and hit his head on the sidewalk. About that time, a friend of his, also a young man in his 70s, 78, was walking up and saw what was going on. He got on the phone to call 911, and the suspect left at that point, was walking away. This person who was on the phone with our dispatchers was following him so officers could see where he was.
Sure.
The individual turned around and struck him in the head several times with his closed fist, causing some pretty good injuries. So none of the injuries on either one were life-threatening, but obviously we are very concerned about this situation. We are working on it. We haven't hit any brick walls with it. Hopefully there'll be an arrest soon, but this sort of thing just can't be tolerated. There was a huge age difference between the two, and we're just glad that they weren't hurt any worse than they were.
Where was this again?
It was in the parking garage, the county parking garage, where the back door to the tag office is.
Oh, okay.
And it happened there. It was the same location where the infamous Christmas tree was stolen a couple of days earlier from Winterfest.
Okay, all right. We'll come back to Mike Wood in just a second, public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. John Pickens, it's Traffic on the Fives.
Still dealing with the accident on Cervantes and 17th Avenue. The eastbound lanes are blocked there. So just be aware of that. That's going to slow you down majorly. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, seeing about a 7-minute delay. And also 98 eastbound, just east of Navarre Beach Bridge. Traffic is basically at a crawl right now due to an earlier accident, and expect a 30-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Mike Wood. The parade went off.
We had a few incidents.
Oh.
A fight here or there.
Okay.
I think there was one arrest made, but other than that, no injuries, nobody over the barricade problems. We didn't have that, so it went well.
The motorcycle cops didn't run into each other?
No, it's always a good thing.
I was watching the ECSO and PPD do their circles at the Palafox and Garden, and I was watching, and there was one moment where I thought I saw one of the bikes wiggle in a way that did not seem to be the correct way, and I thought, but you know, all's good. It's all's good.
Those guys are very good at what they do.
Yeah, no,
they are. But
were you ever a bike cop?
No, never had a desire to do that. Police work is dangerous enough on four wheels.
Very good.
But the guys that do it, they love it.
Oh yeah,
you would be it'd be a tough job to be able to take, you know, try to take that bike away from them. They love it, and it's a great thing for law enforcement.
Well, and even when motorcycles are dangerous, things go wrong. Officer Budden, you know, got hit a couple of years ago, and is he back on a motorcycle?
He's back.
Yeah, they love it, right? So the mayor had mentioned yesterday that the graffiti bridge warning system, at least the southern side of it, was likely, John, correct me if I'm wrong, he said Q1, right? He said first quarter of the new year they're going to start installing that with lasers and and other devices. That's my saying it that way, not him saying it that way. But from a PPD perspective, this is all good, right?
Yeah, we would like to see and as fun as some people have with it, with these trucks going underneath it, we would like to see that stop. That causes a lot of damage. It clogs up the roadway. And if we can finally get that problem solved, it's going to be a great day.
You know what we need. And I honestly, we should have this with or without the early warning system. I can't believe I never thought about this before. 23 days, strike free. We should have a safety billboard. How many days since the last graffiti bridge strike? And
well, somebody would have to keep up with that. That's a full time job.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have the folks who run the graffiti bridge web, you know, Facebook page. I mean, they're perfectly capable. I think that's something we ought to have that we do not have at this point. Just one last thing before we get to your cop myth, or did you know? We've had a lot of conversation about the new law going in with the license plate obscuring, and it always seemed pretty straightforward to me that the only thing that would make sense is as long as the decal and the letters are visible, nothing else really matters. That's the interpretation, right?
Yeah,
that was just put out the other day.
Yeah, once we talked about it the first time, I got more calls than I have in a long time.
Sorry.
On people opposing this, and it's understandable. So the state came out on the 12th with some clarification. It's clarification that we were very glad to get and mm-hmm. push out as quickly as we could. And so now if the frame that you put on there covers up the bottom portion where it says Escambia, Santa Rosa, Sunshine
In God
State,
We Trust, whatever.
Yeah, whatever it says down there, if that's covered up, okay, that's fine. even the top, if it goes down a little bit on the state of Florida, as long as the officer can see what state that vehicle is from, you're okay. But what cannot be obscured in any way is the decal and the license plate number itself. The main violators of that are the ones who put tint over the tag.
Okay. The real issue is people who are trying to make it so their plate can't be read by a camera or something
like
that.
Even clear tint, you can't do that because that can create a glare.
Okay.
So don't put anything over the tag and make sure that we can see the Florida at the top. It can be a little bit covered, but as long as we can tell which state it's from, and Florida officers have no problem with that. But,
right.
If you come in from out of state and that tag, the state is covered up or partially covered, it could be an issue. So as long as we can see the decal and the tag number, you're in good shape.
So it can say Roll Tide or WDE you know, Go Noles, as long as it also says, you know, 438AHJ, and you can see the little yellow sticker that has the, you know, the date on it, basically.
Exactly. That's what we need.
Hey, I'm just, this is because my brain works this way. The state is considering getting rid of the stickers. Mm-hmm. And going to a purely database system where you don't have to have a physical sticker that you update on your car. But John and I were talking about this. The old idea was that people would steal those registration stickers off of cars. They'd peel them off of cars. And so one deterrent was to, you know, razor blade them so that they're very hard to take or whatever. Does that happen very often?
It does. Well, it happens. The tags are...
Not the plate, but the registration, the decal.
It happens often enough that we have a what's called a code for it, where we track those thefts. Yeah, so that does happen.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. We always like to end with a myth or a did you know. Do you have one for me this week?
I do, and before I begin, Die Hard series, those are Christmas movies for anybody that had any doubt.
Of course they are. It's set at Christmas. It's about a homecoming. They play Christmas music. There's a Christmas party. Of course it's a Christmas movie.
It is, and from this movie, and this is going to come, this is for radio geeks, and I at one time was known as one of those, and I'm talking about handheld two-way radios. They were used heavily in the first Die Hard. Those were Kenwood TH-21BT radios, and for the guys that study this stuff, they are very, very hard to find, and if you do find one, they're very expensive. The myth, or what was so wrong with that, was you could just talk to anybody. You could pick up that radio and talk to LA Dispatch. You could talk to John McClane was able to talk to the officers and the bad guys at the same time. To do that, you would have to have what's a citizen's band, the old citizen's band type radio, because they referred to Channel 9 a bunch. That can't happen. These are FM radios with the UHF, VHF band. That was not possible. That's something that I guess the folks that made the movie didn't think about or ignored, but you can't talk to everybody.
It doesn't. It's just not like an open channel. It's only for the ones that they're specifically connected to or whatever, so... Okay, so when John McClane takes one off the body of a terrorist and then talks to Hans Gruber, that could happen.
That could happen.
But just, you know, talking to Roy outside, who backed his car off the ledge into the Circle K.
Right, and talking to LA Dispatch. Yeah. That's the problem. That's that wasn't real.
Way to show us that sometimes movies are not 100% realistic, Mike. way to ruin Christmas, Mr. Grinchy. I mean...
The two-way radio guys that love this stuff, they're with me on this, and everybody else is probably like, what?
All right, fair enough.
Circuits that cannot be cut are cut automatically in response to a terrorist incident. You ask for miracles, dear. I give you the FBI.
Or the Kenwood radio.
How do you do that?
As the case may be. Mike, thanks as always for the time. Merry Christmas, sir. Have a great new year. We'll see you in a little bit.
Merry Christmas.
All right, John Pick. Oh, not yet. I guess we're early. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm so used to being long-winded and like right up against the traffic. So fair enough. David Wayne is actually in the newsroom with our headlines. David? It feels all weird.
It does.
Everything feels
weird
right now. So, all right.
This train is ahead of schedule today. I like it. Good morning, Andrew and John.
Good
and
morning,
Mike.
David.
Not stalling for time whatsoever. President Trump claims he's bringing costs down for Americans. In his speech last night, he said car prices were down and said they're now working to lower prices of groceries. He also said wages for construction workers have been growing at a fast rate. The U.S. has approved its largest ever arms sale to Taiwan. The Trump administration approved an $11 billion sale to help build up Taiwan's defense.
And U.S. billionaire Jared Isaacman has been confirmed as the new head of NASA. The SpaceX investor is the CEO of a payment processing company who's never worked in the federal government. Isaacman has been to space twice on commercial SpaceX missions, funding the flights himself.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. If you are thinking about getting any work done in your home, plumbing, or you have a crisis, I mean, a lot of times this stuff is not premeditated, right? You just have, well, hey, there's a leak. We got to solve this problem. Or, you know, the power's out. Why? Or whatever. It's electrical, it's heating, it's air conditioning, it's plumbing, it's a generator issue. Well, obviously, Peden, they deal with that stuff all the time, and they have been since 1969. Robert Peden started in Panama City, started expanding product line and geography. Now it's everywhere from Tallahassee, you know, all the way in the other time zone, and now on the other side, all the way into the other state. So it's from the Eastern time zone to Alabama. They cover that whole vicinity, doing good quality installation, good parts, trained people, 100% satisfaction guarantee. They want to make sure that you're happy at the end. And right now, if you want a smarter, safer home, Peden's got an $89 smart home consultation, and their licensed professionals will come to your house and design a custom plan that connects your comfort, security, and energy savings into a single, simple system. Start living smarter with Peden, PEADEN.com. We got John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened at 17th Avenue in Cervantes. Both the eastbound lanes are blocked, but I'm starting to see traffic back up on the westbound side two. So be aware of that. That's going to cause you about a 20-minute delay. And also 98 eastbound, just east of the Navarre Beach Bridge, all the way through Windhaven Beach. We've got traffic at a crawl right now due to an earlier accident. So that's about a 30-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you have a company, you have employees, you have to manage benefits and HR and payroll, and you know, this is not your favorite thing in the world, which it's nobody's favorite thing in the world. You're normal. But they're a little weird at Torgerson Consulting, and I mean that as a compliment because they like doing the stuff that you hate to do. They got into business to do the stuff that you hate to do. You know, the headachey stuff for you is their joy. And they're really good at it. We have been using them for about 5 years here at News Radio and Cat Country and ESPN Pensacola, and they're great. I mean, they're not miracle workers, okay? The marketplace is what it is. It's terrible. But they will go out and find the best plans and give us choices. You know, a lot of times you don't have a lot of choices, and we started having choices when they came on board to do our HR stuff, life insurance, health, dental, all that kind of stuff. And whenever we ask questions, either they know or they will go find out, and they answer the very difficult detail or any questions that my wife asks, and she gives them her thumbs up. She's the industrial engineer that is very difficult to please on this kind of stuff, because a lot of times, you know, people who deal with benefits and insurance people, they're good at sales, they're not good at details. And she's a detail-oriented person, and she says they're fantastic. 433-9996. Check them out online. Torgerson Consulting, tcbenefitsgroup.com is the website.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
I give you the Griswold family Christmas tree.
A lot of sap in here.
Looks great. Little full. A lot of sap.
A lot of sap. Little full. A lot of sap. That's Building 429 of We Three Kings, that version, right? I know. We Three